Before I read the formal citation, I'd just like to say a few personal things about Chris, because in many ways, he was my introduction to Knox. His senior year at Knox was my first year as a faculty member. And I came here, I had not yet finished graduate school. I did not have my degree yet. So I was basically still a graduate student, and I arrived on campus, and Gary Francois and Bob Harper in the department said, well, you're a social psychologist. I'll tell you what, we have this guy, you can supervise his honors project. I had no idea what an honors project was. I'd never supervised, really, even my own research fully at this point. And I'm thinking, boy, plus I'm teaching 7 new classes, yada, yada, yada. But I hooked up with Chris that way, and as we went through this, because of his talent, I started thinking, well, you know, this honors project thing, this isn't so bad. If they're all going to be like this, I'm up for it. As I mentioned to Chris earlier today, they all aren't like that, except for Jean back here, by the way, her and Chris. Another thing that impressed me about Chris, and we didn't talk about this today, he had a pet pig. I don't remember if it was a communal pig.
It was a communal pig.
Okay, and we're not talking about a guinea pig. I mean, it was a... But I thought, okay, I'm in the Midwest now. I guess the students are going to have pigs. And it turns out that that wasn't always the case either. So having said this, let me tell you about Pete Christopher Early, who graduated from Knox College in 1980 and went on to earn a PhD in industrial organizational psychology from the University of Illinois. Chris has worked in education as both a faculty member and administrator for more than 20 years. He was chair and professor of organizational behavior at London Business School in England. He has taught on the faculties of the National University of Singapore, the London Business School, Indiana University, the University of Arizona, the University of Minnesota, the University of California at Irvine. And it's not written here, but you started at Claremont McKenna College as well, did you not? Chris served as the dean of the National University of Singapore's Business School, one of the top business schools in Asia. During his tenure at the NUS Business School, he created new strategies that resulted in a rapid rise in rankings and a record growth of both undergraduate and MBA enrollments. He expanded the school's executive education division via a $1.2 million contract with the Nestle Company to train 300 managers, resulting in a fourfold increase of the school's profitability. And he raised approximately $30 million to underwrite the construction of a new business school on the NUS campus. Chris's academic focus is on the cross-cultural and international aspects of organizations, including the dynamics of multinational teams, negotiation and conflict, and motivation across cultures. An internationally recognized scholar, he has written 10 books and more than 100 articles and book chapters. His experience extends beyond the classroom, having consulted for companies around the world such as Nestle, Cisco Systems, Samsung, General Motors, Unilever, British Aerospace, Mercury Asset Management, and Eli Lilly Pharmaceuticals. Chris is currently the dean of the University of Connecticut School of Business. Upon his hiring, University Provost Peter Nichols said that Dr. Early has all the leadership attributes necessary to take the School of Business to the next level of excellence in today's competitive global business educational arena. His leadership will help us to capitalize on the enormous potential of the School of Business to reach new heights of academic excellence. I am honored to present Pete Christopher Early with the 2009 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in higher education.
Very nice, very nice. If you think it's bad for an engineer to be long-winded, deans of business schools, we talk forever. But I figure I'll finish by 9. I'll cut it short. I want to thank the president, and I want to thank the selection committee, the faculty. This is a wonderful honor, and it's a particularly nice honor for somebody who's an academic to be acknowledged and recognized for achievement. It's very flattering because sometimes we, you know, as we go on to become professors, we sort of feel like we get lost in the system somehow. So it's a very flattering and wonderful honor. I was thinking also about sort of why I came to Knox and what it's contributed to me. And if you'll bear with me with a bit of an idiosyncratic story, and my wife is just going to roll her eyes now about this, but there is a relevance, and I'll tie it in a second. During 1991, during the Gulf War, I actually was on a Fulbright fellowship over in Israel. One of my professors when I was at Illinois is an Israeli, and I actually met her when she was on sabbatical at Illinois, and after that time we did a lot of work together. So I was over there in Haifa, in Israel, during the Gulf War. Well, one of the things that happened at the time of 1991, there was a very large influx during the late 80s and early 90s of people from around the world into Israel, mostly from Russia, but other places. And one of my colleagues I met, actually, I was at the Technion, which is their Institute of Technology, but at University of Haifa, there was a professor I met who was from New York. And she had decided she wanted to go through the process of naturalization, of becoming an Israeli citizen. They call it going through Aliyah, is a process of naturalization. And she filled out all sorts of forms, and she was being interviewed by an immigration officer about her choice of becoming an Israeli. And in it, he's kind of going through the forms and asking her questions. And he comes to a particular part of the form, and he looks at her, and he says, "What's your religion?" And she said, "Well, I'm an atheist." He kind of looks at the form, looks at her again. He said, no, I'm sorry, what is your religion?" And she looks at him, "I'm an atheist." He's getting a little bit impatient, kind of taps his fingers. "No, what is your religion?" She said, "Look, I'm an atheist. There wasn't a box for it. I wrote it down by hand. It's right there. I'm an atheist." He said, "Fine. Are you a Jewish atheist, a Muslim atheist, or a Christian atheist?" Okay? Now, the point of this story is, relative to what I got out of Knox, is Knox helped me understand the complexities of the world out there, that sometimes you aren't just a Jewish atheist, a Muslim atheist, or a Christian atheist. And I think if there's anything that I got from my education here, it wasn't just a desire and a passion for global issues. And I've spent most of my adult life, actually, as an expat outside of the U.S. And I've lived in a dozen different countries, three different continents. That passion began because of what I was exposed to here at Knox. I had a very significant study abroad experience when I was a sophomore, and it changed the nature of my life. And it changed the nature of the research I do, the books, the articles I've written are about cross-cultural issues, and more importantly, the education that I've provided my students and consulting and organizations is tied to international global issues. And even now, as I think about my work and my role as a dean at UConn at Connecticut, my mission there is to help it become a more globally focused school. I was very impressed to hear that 50%, roughly 50% of the students at Knox have an overseas, some kind of study abroad experience. At Connecticut, we're at about 20%. My goal is by 2012 to have it at 50%. But I'll tell you, people have told me I'm crazy, it'll never happen. But I think it's that important. We're talking about using new technologies to try to create travel abroad in a virtual way, so that if you can't afford to go overseas, you'll have a way of connecting up through some kind of virtual technology. It's that important. But all of this passion I have and all this dedication I have is because Knox taught me that the global environment is a much more complicated place than are you this, or are you this, or are you this. And I can't ever thank Knox and my faculty and my fellow students enough for that. It's a tremendous experience. It shaped my life, and I hope that it shaped the lives of many others for whom I've had an effect on their lives. So that I will say again, thank you very much for this honor. Thank you all for coming tonight. Thank you.